those of you who have been around, you know Randy Moore, Randy and Pat. Randy was a $100,000 ring earner part-time while he was still serving as a highway patrol. He's a $200,000 ring earner now, platinum jacket, millionaire club member. But, you know, I'd like to just know the fact that he's our friend, he's your friend, and he's going to be filling in tonight and doing the great honors of introducing the guests and telling us about what's going on here. So, Mr. Randy Moore, if you're there, we'd like to have you come on now.
Well, thank you very much, David. Appreciate you and Gene helping out on the call tonight. You're doing an outstanding job. To begin tonight's call, I'm going to go to Kyle, Texas, and to regional manager, $100,000 ring earner, Manley Wilson, who has, I think, four different associates that just leveled up. Manley, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Manley.
All right. Well, it's my pleasure tonight to start off the introduction here. You know, the company's all about leveling up right now, and we are certainly proud to have these four next individuals who took their business serious from day one when they signed that associate agreement and did just that. So it's my pleasure to go out first to Ms. Kathy Perlstein out of Dripping Springs. Kathy, are you on the phone?
I am on the phone, Manley. How are you?
Doing great. Tell us what Legal Shield has meant to you and leveling up has done for your business.
Okay. So my background has been accounting and office manager. But I wanted something different, something a little more exciting, something with a little more free time available to me. I leveled up I actually joined Legal Shield on February 24th, but then I leveled up to senior associate on March 15th, and then leveled up again to manager on June 19th. What I look forward to the most probably is being able to have a flexible schedule. It's going to allow me time with my grandchildren while still giving me a good paycheck at the end of the day. And during the process of building my team, my daughter Jamie Van Wagner joined, and she probably has been the most inspirational to me, giving me a lot of motivation every day. So at this time, I'd like to turn the call over to her. Jamie, are you there?
I am. Thanks, Mom, and thanks, Manley, and to the Moore team, the Moore family. My name is Jamie Van Wagner. I'm currently a nurse in the ER, and I was presented the Legal Shield opportunity, and it has been such a blessing because I have two small children, ages 2 and 4 months, and this has allowed me to step away from the hospital a little bit and still make money and still benefit and protect families. So it has really hit my heart, and I've just really enjoyed it. And we leveled up in 16 days, and we're just continuing to work our way to the top, which brings me to the next speaker. His name is Mark Davis. He just leveled up, and he is on fire as he makes his way to the top. Mark, are you on?
I am. Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Manley. I leveled up in about 15 days. I'm currently working in the NACRA AT&T, but hopefully we can keep this business going and I can do this full time. My wife and my daughter are part of this. My son, my second son may be in here shortly. So my team is growing daily and soon to be hopefully moving up one more level here within the next week or two. Thanks to everybody above me, and I love this opportunity to be part of Legal Shield. Manley?
Yes, I'm here, Mark. Thank you, Kathy, and Jamie and Mark. You guys are doing an incredible job, and I love the way you guys are building your business in the warm market, just driving that business deeper and deeper. And we all know that people that FastStart qualify have a much higher rate of staying in the business and building large organizations. So at this time, I want to go out to the last speaker from Temple, Texas. A personal recruiter of mine. Her name is Linda Jackson. Linda, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am, sir. I am Linda Jackson. I am from Temple. My background is human resources management with large international companies, and my family is a law enforcement family. And I first became a Legal Shield member, and then when I realized everything that it offered, I wanted to become an associate. So I joined as an associate, and it took me very little time to decide that I wanted to share Legal Shield with as many people as I could, as often as I could, and that would be a very good way to be successful. And with the training available to me and my support team, Manley and everyone that at the meetings we go to, I leveled up in 14 days, and I'm very, very excited about what I can accomplish through Legal Shield. Thank you, and back to you, Mr. Manley Wilson.
Well, all right. Well, thank you, Linda. We're, like I said, we're very proud of you guys, and each and every one of you are going by the book, and you're driving your businesses deep. And as the late Wilburn Smith said, recruit, 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 don't get them out. Turn it back over to you, Randy.
Well, thank you, Manley. Congratulations to you and your team. You are truly leading by example. Now I want to welcome tonight's special guest speaker. Lynn actually served 4 years as chairman of the Oklahoma City Public Schools Board of Education. She chose not to run for re-election in 2017, that she may put her focus on her Legal Shield business. She has certainly done that and was recognized as one of the top producers for the week of May 21st and June 18th. We were proud to have her on the More Success team. She's starting to build her team as well, and will speak about that and share with us her, some of her background. Lynn has had the Legal Shield membership for over 20 years and is one of the focus one of the company's ardent fans. She is very excited about the future of the Legal Shield business plans. Her primary focus has been on group sales, so she is grateful for the renewed focus on the business sector since Legal Shield is just beginning to get traction and recognition as an invaluable product for small business owners in Canada and the United States. She's a $50,000 ring earner and a frontline executive director to Mr. Ken Moore. Ms. Hart, welcome to the call, Lynn.
Thank you, Randy, and it's really a privilege for me and a pleasure to be able to talk and share a little bit about my feelings, and I'm delighted. I want to congratulate everyone that has leveled up, and congratulations to all of the work that you're doing. This is such an extraordinary opportunity, and I want to give a shout-out to Ed Wendell. Ed, are you there?
He's on. He may not be in speaker mode.
Okay. All right. Well, Ed Wendell leveled up in just, I don't know, 10 or 12 days, and he's about to do his second level up. So congratulations to you and your team, Ed, and to Nadiba Israel, who has been just remarkable and has a brilliant future with this company. She's about to quit her job and give this a full-time shot. So congratulations to all of you out there. Let me, I will just say a little bit about myself. As Randy said, I've had this product for 20 years, and the moment I saw it, I knew that I would have this product for the rest of my life. I had been in a very large lawsuit in Florida. I was a large stockholder of a bank that the FDIC took over, and we actually were litigants and won the case against the FDIC. But the only people that came out, and there was millions and millions of dollars involved for the stockholders, and the only persons that really won in that deal were the attorneys. So we got literally pennies on the dollar, I think less than pennies on the dollar. But I have had a remarkable career in business. I started my first business when I was in my early 20s, and I taught scuba diving, and I had a scuba diving shop in Key West, Florida, and I started the first private tennis club in Key West. And from then on, I just realized that if you were in the real estate business, we say RWA, ready, willing, and able. If you are ready, willing, and able, and you are in your heart ready to do something and you believe in it, that is really the reason that I have had such an extraordinary time. I've lived all over the world, had business all over the world, and this opportunity, I've never been so excited about anything, and I think this is all about timing, timing, timing. You know, they say in real estate it's location, location, location. In business, I believe it's timing, timing, timing. And there's a great quote by A.E. Dunning that says, opportunities, great opportunities come to all, but many do not know they have met them. The only preparation to take advantage of them is simple fidelity to what each day brings. And I think that is so true of the opportunity that we have in the Legal Shield business today. I think that we are coming into a perfect storm where the confluence of all of these different pieces, which I'm going to talk about a little bit, is an event of such unusual magnitude that anyone that chooses to build a business, it doesn't matter what area of the business you choose to be in. If you choose to build a business, I was able to work part-time and do service groups, do group voluntary benefits, and offer that to company groups. And I worked part-time, and I've been working part-time, and it allowed me, as Randy said, to run for election. I was coerced into it and won to the surprise of myself and most people in the community because I was not a politician, but served for 4 years, and it was really a pleasure and an honor to serve. I believe everyone owes service to this country, and it's part of the reason that I feel so impassioned about Legal Shield, because I believe that this perfect storm that we're about to be at the center of is going to be the most dynamic business product and the change in philosophy of a country in the last 100 years. What they are about to do with this company and with the legal profession is going to change because of every one of us and Legal Shield and our attorneys. So the Pew Research Center in December said it was clear that a majority of American adults no longer live in the middle class. So we're now having a situation where we are making a divide between the haves and the have-nots that has never been the same in this country. And the opportunity for us, more people are getting second jobs, whether they're bankers or whether they're, it doesn't matter what profession they're in, because our standard of living has stayed the same or gone down for, meaning that our money side of it has stayed the same, been level or gone down over the past 12 years. And inflation is low, but our cost of living has gone up considerably. Let's consider gasoline. Since 2005, gasoline prices are up 71%. 71%. Food is up 25%. And then let's talk about housing, shelter. We had a situation where the shelter in this country was absolutely a debacle because the banking industry allowed people to buy homes. When they got in trouble, we bailed them out, the large companies, which even brings a bigger divide. So then you have the burden of renters, and burdened renters are people that 35% of their income or more is going to their rent. Well, 44% of people that are renting are burdened renters. So we have this divide just getting larger and larger and larger. And here we have a company that comes in a time when money can buy you a great defense. But if you can't afford one, you are really in trouble in this country today, because if you have to go to a public defender, 80% of those people charged with felonies are in the poverty level, and they cannot hire an attorney, so they have to hire a public defender. And they are absolutely the hardest working sector of the bar, and they're underpaid and overworked, but they are having to take so many people and deal with so much right now that the time that people are spending in jail has been extended considerably. So 2 years ago, the Attorney General Eric Holder said that the country's indigent defense system is in a state of crisis. Overworked and poorly prepared attorneys were unable to provide effective representation to those they counsel, and it's a violation of the ethical obligation to provide competent and diligent representation. So now we're in a situation where we really do have, we're in a situation where we have haves and have-nots, and the have-nots just keep getting larger and larger on the bottom scale. And we have an answer to so much of this with Legal Shield. We have the ability to offer legal services to people for a very reasonable amount of money and to help these people that are so burdened in this country because the legal system is not a level playing field. So it is so exciting for me to see what we have in our hand, literally. We're not talking about an expensive, we don't have to have a monthly fee that's expensive. We don't have to keep buying products. Everything is done for us. And here we have the opportunity to employ people and help them and give them the opportunity, if they choose to take it, to have, to literally be in a position where all they have to do is literally to take advantage of the same fidelity that it brings every day, this opportunity. So if they want to grow a business, if they want to do employee benefits, employers are realizing more and more that what we do with our identity theft and with our Legal Shield product, the identity theft situation, it cost $5 billion last year, $5 billion. And we had 17.6 residents had identity theft, and it just keeps rising. So the opportunity for us to help a family, to help employers with their employees. And then now you're talking about the most exciting thing for me. Everything seems pretty exciting, but I am so excited about the small business product that we have just created that has been put for us and the ability for us to join with Fran Tarkington and Go Small Biz for employers with 99 employees or less. And that's 98.8% of the country. Of all small businesses, that's 98.8%. So we have the ability to offer small businesses legal protection, business consulting. The reason that so many of these small businesses don't succeed is because they can't afford the government's red tape to stay in business. And now they can for just a few dollars a month. It is extraordinary, the opportunity that is being offered to all of us to build these businesses, to live the dream, and literally be able to say, I can do whatever I want, and I get to choose how I want to live my life. It's absolutely remarkable. And Randy, I'm going to go back to you, and if there's any questions, I'll be happy to do that.
Okay, Lynn, I think we may have some. We've got a few of our Millionaire Club members that are and ring earners that are on the call. Let's look at the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member, Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on the call?
I am. Thank you, Mr. Moore, and thank you, Ms. Harden, for your talk tonight. I really enjoyed it. And my question is, you've obviously been involved with different things and serving your community, and I was just wondering how a lot of people think that you just go out to prospect or to do your business, but I'm just wondering if maybe you found that by getting involved in a variety of things in your community, how unexpectedly maybe that has opened up a door or two for your business.
Well, it's a great point, and I think any time that you're in a situation, and here's kind of the way I felt when I was serving in public as a public servant. I have a better opportunity now to talk about my business because you're sort of prohibited from that in the position that I was in, but I can tell you I met a lot of people, and now I can go back and address those people and talk to them about what I do, which really wasn't, I wasn't able to do that while I was in my capacity as chairman.
Excellent. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's go back to the state of Oklahoma, someone you're very familiar with, and that's Millionaire Club member Mr. David Peterman right here in Oklahoma. David, have you got a question?
Hi, David.
Hello, Miss Lynn. Well, we appreciate you. I'm really good. I remember when you came on board years ago and did that, and you were excited then about the membership and the product service. My question is this, and you'll know where I'm coming from because we've kind of discussed this before, but you've done pretty much exclusively group business, employee benefit type stuff up until recently. But obviously you see the value of building a team and doing that. And by the way, I've met Ed and he's a go-getter too and has some people there. But, give us an idea, if you would, why you maybe have chosen to leverage yourself now and build a team.
Well, thank you. And it's a great question. When I was in public service, honestly, I did not have the time. I had no idea when I was elected as a public official the amount of time that would be involved. And if I hadn't been doing Legal Shield part-time, I could never have served in that capacity. So once I chose not to resign, really because I realized that this perfect storm is happening and this company is ready. That's the timing of this is so exciting. Because we've got a company that can handle the growth that we're about to have. We've got a company in every area that can expand, and the training that has been involved. David, you and I have been here when we had a mimeograph sheet of kind of nothing. And to see the back office training, to look at the building blocks that have been laid down for people to build a foundation, the leveling up models, And now we've got brokers. Ed Wendell has got a line of about six brokers in one line. So, you know, the opportunity, and I knew from day one that if I was going to not do it all myself, I had to build a team. I wasn't in a position where I felt like the company was ready and I was ready, and I had the time and was going to put in the effort to do it. So all of that, again, another confluence of things that happened to me to make this possible.
Absolutely. We appreciate you and appreciate your input there in Oklahoma area as well. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
All right. Thanks, David. Next, let's go back to the state of Texas, to Kyle, Texas, and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Manley Wilson.
Lynn, it was certainly a pleasure to hear you and your training tonight and all those statistics, and thank you for your service with the Oklahoma City School Board there, because there's definitely a servant leadership there in that role as well. But how do you see as the new Performance Club part of this rolls out with them being able to now we can count the 80 points for now when we recruit someone, of course, don't get paid for that until they do, but don't you think that the new Performance Club has enhanced all of us to pick up our pace and do a little bit better job at recruiting and actually help build this 2020 vision?
I think it's a wonderful point, and you're absolutely right. I had a couple of calls right after they made the announcement that it's going to go from 120, now you've got 180. And, you know, you say, yes, but if you recruit someone, you've got 80. you know, with a membership. And I think that it's absolutely the fairest thing to do to base this on value of the product rather than a counter, which is where we were before. So if I'm going to sell small business, you know, you could sell two of those products and have your 180 done a month. You could actually sell one of those products and have your performance club met. So I am very excited, and I think it's a much more equitable way to do the performance club than we've ever had before. And we've gotten around the one counter for this product and another counter for that product, and so now it's based on volume. Based on dollars, and it makes total sense to me.
Well, I appreciate that. I totally agree with you that. And I know even you're in the B2B arena, I know that's your major, but I think for us in the networking side as well, it's inevitable that we've got to build bigger teams to get that more residual income for retirement as well. So thank you again for your training tonight. Appreciate you, Lynn.
Thank you.
All right, looks like we may have time for maybe one more, so let's go back to the state of Arizona and another Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
Yes, I am. And, Lynn, what a pleasure to hear from you. I've seen you, I've waved at you, but I've just never heard you speak before. Actually, and it was wonderful to hear you talk. Absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
Let's talk about we have a lot of newer people on the call right now, and
yeah. Okay.
I was just thinking as you were talking, because being part of organizations or groups, we're in the people business. So whether you're doing group or small business or you're recruiting, and you really laid out a good reason for why people really really need to recruit, because people need and want to make extra money. People want to work from home. I mean, when I think about the fact that I've been able to work from home for 30 years. How
blessed,
Linda,
it's such a gift. It is such a gift.
It is. It's wonderful.
And when so many people are having to work two jobs, it's
right.
Ridiculous. And this is a true, extra additional income stream.
Absolutely. So for some of the new people, I remember wandering into – I moved to California for the first time. I was green. I'd never really been in business before, so this was like all a new thing to me. And I wandered into a networking group situation. I started talking to people, and I wandered into a LaTips. Didn't even know what I had wandered into. Can you just sort of mention this, maybe some of the different types of – places that people can go to meet with other people? I know this sounds obvious, but for a lot of us, it's not real obvious. Like different places, like, say, LaTips or like.
Okay, well, and LaTips is, for those of you that don't know, it is a tip club that does networking, and you can Google them usually in your area. There's another really good one. It's called Gold Star, and they have a sort of like the Rotary. They only take one person from each industry, and part of your requirement of being in the club is that you give referrals to each other, and they're all small business owners. Again, that's on the Internet, and they're all over. They have a very active group just about all over the country. And that one, from what I know, is the most diligent on really getting and offering referrals to each other.
And maybe things like church organizations, if people are active in church. Or
any community organization, if they're in PTA, if they've got children, if they play any sports. Those are some of the most, natural places to be able to talk to people. And if you talk to those families, I just was with a woman today, and she asked me about the plan, and I told her what the plan offered. And she and her new husband had just spent $10,000 on an attorney for her husband to adopt her children. This would have been paid for, because it was uncontested, it would have been paid for under her plan at $19.95 a month.
And here again, then I guess you could say it's up to us to let people know what we do.
You have to let them know. There's no other way to do it. And I can tell you that probably one of my biggest faults was that I just didn't talk about it enough initially. When I got the product, I was so delighted to have the product, but it was like, I have the product. But we have to tell people because everyone needs it so badly. You know, we say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and to the Republic. That means every person has a voice. To the Republic, not to the democracy. Every person has a voice. And this product gives everyone the opportunity to have that voice.
Thank you so much. And amen to that.
Get on my soapbox, I guess.
Well, thank you, Lynn. Appreciate that. And, Lynn, you just really did such a fantastic job tonight. We're truly blessed to have you on our More Success team. And we appreciate you spending your valuable time preparing and just doing a great job for us tonight.
Thank you, Randy. And I'm blessed to be with you.
Well, remember this, ladies and gentlemen. Keep Mr. Moore in your prayers, of course. But just like he always says, keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield, and everything always seems to work out just fine. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, good night.